Right now, there are no South African Pico balloons in the air. ZS1 Alpha Foxtrot Bravo was last heard on 18 May, and so far not heard from again. ZR1 Whiskey Tango -6 was launched on Saturday 23 May. There were some issues with the hardware, but the decision was made to launch. Unfortunately, WhisperNet was also down on Saturday, so there was no way to track the balloon. The balloon was not heard again. The Secunda Club will again launch a Baikal balloon this year. This year it will be called Skybridge-14, Amnet Emergency Communications Relay Experiment, restoring the link from the edge of space. Christo ZR6 Lima Juliet Kilo wrote the following on the Baikal WhatsApp group. This year we will work on Hamnet support from the stratosphere. How can we, during search and rescue and disasters, assist with cheap, recoverable hardware to enable proper signal coverage? Christo also shared some of his ideas. I plan a digipeater on 2-meter APRS and 70-centimeter LoRa APRS digipeater in a payload. We will also need ground stations to use the digis to make contacts and relay messages. Eye in the Sky SSTV or SSDV is needed. Christo has asked that everyone to please brainstorm and let him have your ideas for the payloads. The planned launch date is 10 October 2026, of course weather permitting. There is only just over 4 months to launch date. This time will pass in a wink of an eye, so planning needs to get started. I've often described our cellular phones as a powerful computer that can transmit and receive as well. Now you can build an open source VHF or UHF radio module that plugs into your phone via an USB OTG connection and can be controlled by an application on your cell phone. The radio module also has no internal battery and draws power from your phone via the USB connection. It is called the KiloVictor 4Popper, and more information can be found at www.kilovictor4popper.com. You can build it yourself using information found on the GitHub site that is found on the KiloVictor4Popper.com website. You can build it yourself using information found on the GitHub site link that is found on the KiloVictor4Popper.com website. I've seen a blog post on the internet that states packet radio is making a strong comeback. The author Mike Whiskey Bravo 8 Echo Romeo Juliet says that in Ohio in the US, there is a resurgence of packet radio and the old BBS systems that was very popular around 30 years ago. Something that I've thrown into the mix with Hamnet Gauteng is that we need to spend time looking at how to move data around on VHF and UHF frequencies as well. We are too focused on HF digital modes, which is good for relaying messages over longer distances. But what about if we need to send messages over a shorter range, like across town? Packet radio and BBS systems can be used for this shorter range communications. Granted that the older packet radio and BBS systems were slow, but what about sending Winlink emails over VARA FM? Then there is VARA AC that can also be used on VHF and UHF bands. We could even set up 5 GHz and 10 GHz microwave links. Once we have our Hamnet operators comfortable with the HF digital modes, then we need to focus on VHF, UHF and microwave links as well. That is all for this week. All the links mentioned here are in the text version of the program, which is on the www.amset.org.za website. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. This program is compiled, edited, and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.